I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Welcome back to the KSL Greenhouse. Maria Chalaos, Ton Bettis with you this morning. We are taking your calls 801-575-8255. You can text us at 57500. We are coming to you today from Olson's Greenhouse, sitting amidst all of the beautiful planters for mom. And Kenton, when they go to Home Depot today, when they go to Walmart, they are going to find so many beautiful things for mom.
They really will. You know, it's always 72 degrees here in this greenhouse.
always very pleasant.
They said earlier, it feels like 45, but it's 48. It always feels like 72 in here. Unless then it gets hot and the windows don't open. Then it feels like about 105.
Right.
You know, but yes, even though it may be a little cooler or it may be a little bit windy today, you can still go out and purchase any of your plants, bedding plants and flowers, your accents, your perennials, your annuals, anything that you're wanting to do at Home Depot, Walmart, or Costco. And one of those things that we're actually focusing on this weekend is the Love That Grows planter that's perfect for your mom. Or even if somebody in your extended family may have a birthday this weekend, you could always give that to them as well.
I want people to know they can see that right now on the KSL News Radio app.
They can see that. And also it comes with a cute little card that you could write to your mother or to your wife or whoever you're giving that to, of love and affection and appreciation. And also point out to them that every time that they look at any of those petunias, that it has a heart in every bloom. It's kind of a cool little feature that comes with that that heart petunia.
I was just putting some social media up because I wanted people who really look at our KSL Greenhouse Facebook page to see all the beautiful planters you have as well for mom. We've talked about you have the specialty planter, but there are all sorts of other planters as well with just beautiful variety of colors.
Yes, anything from geraniums to petunias to calibrachoa planters to planters that have spikes, planters that have canna lilies or anything like that, all over the place that, last year with COVID going on was a great year to get out in the yard and plant, and this year's no different. That we love to get out and feel the fresh air and feel the sun on our face and dig in the dirt or in our pretty nail beds or whatever that may be that last person mentioned. But it is. It's a great time to get out and get in the yard, take a planter home, either put it on your deck, either on your table or someplace, or even pull it out of the planter and put it in your own pot or put it in the ground, whatever you choose to do.
Ton, anybody watching right now on the app can tell that there is no shortage of beautiful planters for mom this weekend.
Oh, goodness, there are not. You know, I took a walk before the show started. You know, the length of the facility, we didn't hit the smallest portion of everything, but every house was just filled with not only these beautiful planters, but annuals and perennials. And so there is just so much right now. The selection right now is at its best. And the season's warm enough to actually start planting today. I checked the weather.
Mm-hmm.
At least according to what Kevin Eubanks put on, wind should be dying down. So I actually think we're okay to be planting.
Terrific. And we are all excited about that. I have my tomatoes still waiting for me very patiently, and I'm going to do that today. So I want people to know, though, I've put up on our KSL Greenhouse Facebook page your wonderful planters so they can see them. But these are all available. They can't come out and see us here at the greenhouse, but they can go out to Walmart, Home Depot, and Costco today and find all of these beautiful flowers.
Yes, they can. And of course, the one that we're talking about, the Love That Grows planter, is in Home Depot. But we have another variety that's close to that. Not the same exact thing, but it is in Costco. That's the same planter that's in Costco, if they're still out there. I know that they were flying off the racks.
And yeah, because they were so beautiful.
They were going very fast. But, that's a great accent to have, a great thing to be doing.
All right. Our next caller is asking, Ton, what special care does their lawn need? It's a bluegrass mix. If it was planted as sod early last fall.
I don't know what they're specifically looking for, but
they just want to make sure they have the most beautiful lawn in the neighborhood, Ton.
Yes, they do. So what I would do is just make sure that as that gets established, it's not completely rooted, so you're probably going to want to water 3 to 4 times a week as restrictions allow, and water a little more deeply to encourage those roots to reach down into the soil. You don't want to be watering 10 or 15 minutes a day, because if you do get on restrictions and say you only can water once a week, your lawn will brown out and it'll be less likely to go dormant and just die if those roots don't reach down. And so they need to encourage that root development. Fertilize it according to use instead of just on a program, because, you know, when we're in the 90s, your lawn isn't growing as fast. And when you fertilize too much, you actually fertilize the weeds in the middle of the summer because they can outcompete.
You don't want to do that.
No, you don't. So I would just, I mean, there's not really a magic, you know, one step to making sure. It's just, it's an accumulation of little things that make the lawn healthy.
Let's take a call now from Todd in Spanish Fork. Good morning, Todd. What is your question?
Good morning. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, we can.
Excellent. I have a question about perennials, and I have purchased my perennials locally at most of the outlets where Olson's supplies. And it has to do with the springtime blooming and such. My first question is, I'm about 90% perennial now, and I have quite a few of them, but I tend to lose about 20% of those each spring. I think it's something I might be doing wrong. Any advice on how to get all of those plants to bloom and come back each spring, and to do so, you know, in a hardy fashion, and kind of as early as possible?
Well, what specific perennials are you having troubles with?
Things like daisies and. Oh, gosh, Ton, I don't know the names of them. I'm sorry. But just the variety that is sold, the perennial variety that is sold early at like Home Depot, whatever those plants would be.
Well, there are a number of the spring perennials, whether, you know, they're, depending on what you're buying, you know, the English primroses, the English daisies, that are just not long lived. You're lucky a lot of times to get them to overwinter. The some other ones, if you were looking at leopard's bane and things, should last 3 to 4 years before they fade out. And so some of these, a perennial just means lives longer than 3 years. And so it doesn't mean 20 years or 10 years. It just is longer than three. And so there are many perennial varieties that only last between 3 and 5 years before needing replaced. And some of that early spring stuff, just because of our hot, dry weather, is a little harder to get to overwinter.
Understood.
I'm feeling like less of a failure, because some of these just don't last, right?
They
talked
don't.
About English daisies. They say they're a perennial, but our seasons just get too hot in the middle of summer, and so they don't even last through summer.
No, they don't. And maybe I'm misunderstanding what you're asking.
Well, I haven't really lost anything during the growing season. It's just that they don't come back the following winter. But I appreciate the feedback. That's everything I needed to know. It's just a matter, I think, of understanding what to expect, because prior to this phone call, I was expecting them all to return each year. And now that I know what the nature of those are, that helps.
Yeah, and there are a number of spring blooming perennials that will last for years. You know, Linton Rose, Hellebore is one that will last for years. That's an early spring bloomer. You know, the daffodils. And so I think a lot of it is selection. You know, if you were having struggles with things overwintering, the other thing I look at, like if you're going to want to overwinter chrysanthemums, you actually plant those as soon as they become available in June so they can root out. And that way they have enough fortitude under the soil, so to speak. You know, they're developed enough that they don't put out all, they're all into those flowers, and then there's nothing left for them to overwinter. And so if you do find things that might bloom in spring available in August, September, you may try planting them then so they have a couple of months to root out, and that might help also.
Okay, understood. Last question real quickly is there anything I can do in the fall to boost the longevity of a perennial or to create a healthier plant come springtime?
Just if it is fall blooming, you know, plant it a few months ahead of time. I like to get my perennials in when they still have a good 6 weeks to a couple of months to really root out. You don't need to do that with everything, but I just like to get them that head start so that they are more established and ready to go for the spring. Kenton has a suggestion over here also.
Yeah, one other suggestion, Todd, on that would be, you know, a lot of times we think that perennials, you don't actually have to do anything with those. You just put them in the ground and leave them, and they'll come back each year.
So true.
We had somebody recently say that they don't like certain varieties of perennials because they just don't look very good. Well, you still have to do some maintenance to that. You have to trim them back in either the late fall or early spring for them to get that boost back again and have it look good. So I'm sure you're doing that.
Yeah. Right. Thank you, everyone, for your feedback.
Great, Todd. Thanks so much for your call this morning. The number to call with your questions, 801-575-8255. You can text us at 57500. We will have more on the KSL Greenhouse Show coming to you live this morning from Olson's Greenhouse.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Thank you for spending your Saturday morning with the KSL Greenhouse. Coming to you live from Olson's Greenhouse this morning, Maria and Ton taking your questions. We also have Kenton Phillips from Olson's here taking your questions as well. The number to call, 801-575-8255. You can text us your questions at 57500. Next texter, Ton, says that they have seen some powdery mildew on their apples. What do they do? Also, the blossoms are still on the tree. If they do treat it, is it okay for the bees?
I would wait until those blossoms drop if they can, just because, you know, a lot of our fungicides, at least Daconil, which is not really a great one for powdery mildew, has been implicated in colony collapse and a number of other things. So let those blossoms drop and then immediately start treating. If they had to do something, maybe a horticultural soap wouldn't do anything. Mm. Oil would, but the oil will also scorch the blossoms off. So I would give it until those blossoms start to drop off the tree before doing any treatment. But there's propiconazole, which is one that would be preventative. Or if they wanted to keep it a little bit more earth-friendly, something like neem oil. But the blossoms do need to be gone from the tree.
All right. Brian in Kaysville is asking, he has some sort of bothersome type grass that's invaded his lawn. It comes in a clump. It's a fine grass with a red sheath around the base of each blade, and the clump sends out fingers into the good grass. And he says it's already going to seed. Can you tell him what it is and what to do about it?
Well, I'd have to see some pictures.
That was a good description,
though. It was, and I would need to get out my grass keys because there's three different possibilities. There's one called Nimble Will, there is Bent Grass, and then Annual Bluegrass. And if it's producing seed now, it may be Annual Bluegrass, but the only way you're going to get rid of it, no matter, is to spray it out with something like Roundup or Kills-All and then reseed those areas. And so when you're talking about a weedy grass in your Kentucky Bluegrass, unfortunately, no matter what it is, the solution's almost always the same.
But it's so tough because you kill out the grass there and then weeds grow there if you aren't super careful.
So what I would recommend doing is going to a local garden center or to a Home Depot and picking up, you know, a roll or two or four, however many ever you need of sod, and just putting those sod plugs right back over the top where you killed. So you give it a week to kill it out. date out and then put new sod over the top. It won't match immediately because the new sod will probably be darker green, but within a year or so, it'll blend in and it'll be fine.
I had to express my frustration because obviously I've done that, and it is frustrating.
It is. I've actually, this spring, I found quackgrass growing in my lawn, and it has already... I must have not really been paying attention last fall because it's already spread 5 or 10 feet. I've got little sprigs coming up all over the place, and it eventually forms a solid clump. And so I'm going to be facing that this spring. I think I've got a line on some sod, but it's frustrating.
Right. It truly is. And with all that wet weather we had, I mean, I had a vegetable garden that was completely weeded. I looked out there, and after like a week of those rain showers, it looked like I had planted plants out there. I mean, they were like a foot tall. Weeds, not plants, sadly. That was a lot of weeding that I did last week when I wanted to be planting the tomatoes in there. We are at Olson's Greenhouse. We're just having a great time out here with all the beautiful flowers. Kenton Phillips is with us, and we're here because it's Mother's Day weekend, and we want to make sure everybody knows that there are a lot of wonderful planters from Olson's Greenhouse out at Home Depot and Walmart and at Costco this morning. And tell people what they're going to find.
You're going to find everything from tall planters to small perennials that you want to get, to anything from packs, annual packs, to perennial packs as well. Obviously, you're focused. We've talked a little bit about the coral bells or the heuchera that's out there, and I know that, Maria, you love that coral bell look. It's a great perennial. We started right out of the gates with that this morning, talking about the coral bells, and it's a great way to accent anything that you have in shade, or, you know, with your hostas or any perennials that you have there. And take it home, put it on your porch, on your deck, underneath your patio, wherever that may be, and then transplant it in the fall if you want to do so.
Right. Our listeners can't come out here to the greenhouse today to see all these beautiful plants, but I do think it is so important for them to understand the specialty care that Olson's gives to make sure that these plants are going to do well throughout the season.
You know, we do. We grow over 1.5 million plants at any given time. Right now we're in our annuals and our perennials, and every plant gets taken care of with love. Our growers and our section growers and our waterers, everything from our order pullers to our shipping people back on the dock. Everybody's talking to those plants, giving them the love that they need and everything. And so, yes, we take care of all of those prior to going out. They have a lot of love and care prior to getting to the store. And then, obviously, we have people in the stores who take care of those merchandisers as well, taking care of the plants prior to going to your home where you can take care of those as well.
Ton, you were walking in the different greenhouses this morning. What caught your eye?
Well, these coral bells that we brought up really caught my eye. That's our perennial plant of the week. And, you know, they're just gorgeous. But there were so many different kinds of planters being loaded for shipment. You know, things full of coleus and geraniums, the calibrachoas and petunias. There was just everything right now. With the light we've been getting and the cooler temperatures, just looks fabulous. And it's a great time of year to get this. But, you know, what really caught my eye was there. I also saw lots of red fountain grass. It's annual here, but so easy to grow. That's another one that I just saw several houses full of that I'm sure will be gone shortly. But there's just so many things here that do well in our yards.
Right. Ken, what do people need to think about when they're buying these beautiful hanging baskets for mom, when they're thinking, say, they need something in full sun?
Well, obviously, anything in full sun, your calibrachoas, you've got some right above you right here. But obviously, things that are going to grow well, accent well, a lot of times it's what you like that looks best, you know, your colors, your accents. And that's why we have so many different varieties of planters and different color combos and everything. So anything that looks good to you, anything that you can keep watered, obviously a hanging basket, you're going to need to make sure you put it up, put it in an area where you can either water it or have a drip line going to it to keep it watered, to keep it looking good and fresh throughout the season.
And again, we're coming to you from Olson's Greenhouse, but you can find all of these beautiful planters and coral bells. Why couldn't I think of coral bells there? Just totally went blank. You can find them at Home Depot, at Walmart, and Costco. We're going to be back following the top of the hour news. You can text us at 57500. You can also call us 801-575-8255. We'll be right back.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was 3 blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.